Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the state of soccer in the country and the burial of former Dynamos player George Chigora. And also, we're going to be looking at the loss and burial of Raman Gumbo last week. But first, Dutch voters sent political shockwaves around Europe when the right-wing anti-Islam Freedom Party, led by Geert Wilders, won the highest number of seats in Wednesday's snap election. But as Henry Ridgewell reports, Wilders could find it hard to form a government.
Geert Wilders has long been a provocative figure in Dutch politics, but never before has he enjoyed this level of success, with his party winning 37 of the 150 seats in parliament.
And the hope is that the people get their country back, that we make sure that the Netherlands is for the Dutch again, that we will limit the asylum tsunami and migration.
Wilders' party manifesto promises less Islam in the Netherlands. In 2016, he was found guilty of criminally insulting an ethnic group and inciting hatred and discrimination after leading a crowd chanting for fewer Moroccans in the country. Minority groups have voiced concern at Wednesday's election result. But following his victory, Wilders toned down the anti-Islam rhetoric.
If I become prime minister, I will be that for all Dutch people, regardless of who they are, their gender or religion, where they come from, for everyone.
That civilized tone won him voters during the campaign, says political analyst Rashid Azrout.
Basically what he said is, my hatred for Islam, that will still be a part of me, but it will put it aside. That doesn't need to be part of the government. So that way I can become a more viable coalition partner.
Wilders' dyed blonde hair and conservative agenda have drawn comparisons with former U.S. President Donald Trump. His program pledges Netherlands first, echoing the slogans of other populist parties.
This is the international trend, a huge anti-establishment populist revolt all over the place, all over the world.
But any coalition agreement will likely soften his stance, says Azrout.
Yes, Geert Wilders and his party, they say we should have an exit so that the Netherlands should leave the European Union, we should have the guilder back instead of the euro, and not support the Ukraine. But he realizes, of course, that he is alone in that sense.
Wilders' Freedom Party is still 39 seats short of a majority, and it's not clear if Wilders will find other parties willing to work with him. Negotiations could take several months. Far-right leaders across Europe sent Wilders their congratulations. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said the winds of change had arrived, while France's Marine Le Pen said it was a spectacular performance. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Meanwhile, the New York Times reports that some two dozen hostages held in Gaza, including Thai nationals and Israelis, were released from captivity today. The Egyptian and Qatari governments said the first people to be freed under a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that took effect hours earlier. The hostages were transferred to Egypt and some were expected to be moved to Israel for medical care as part of a prisoner exchange in which 39 Palestinian prisoners and detainees were released from Israel custody. But before this development, Israeli's ambassador to Zimbabwe, Zambia, Botswana and Namibia, Ofra Fahi, says although Israel is saddened by the loss of lives in Gaza, her country will not rest until Hamas is destroyed. She adds that the Hamas is comprised of Palestinian people, hence the Palestinian government should work with Israel and the rest of the world in dealing with Hamas. VOA's Tobias Mudzingwa spoke to Ambassador Fahai on the issue yesterday.
As you know, we are right now in a war situation. We cannot ignore the fact that there is a war, and the aim of the war is to eliminate the terror organization of Hamas that is operating from Gaza and from Lebanon and from other areas as well. And to release, of course, let's not forget the Israeli kids, children, babies, elderly that were taking 240 to release them. This is to eliminate the Hamas. It's an Israeli need, of course, but it's also a Palestinian need. We have to free Gaza from Hamas. Hamas is the cancer of Gaza. It's actually killing any opportunity of the Gazan people, the people who live in Gaza, to live, to have a normal life like you have in Zimbabwe or we have in Israel.
What would be your comment to people who are saying you are breaking international law?
Not international law was broken. Israel, I will make it clear and cut. The IDF is consulting on a constant basis with lawyers that are specialized in international law. Israel is not breaking the law. This goes hand in hand with our values. We're not breaking the law. It's a democratic country, and we're following all the international law. Again, every loss of a human being is a tragedy, but the blame is totally, totally on Hamas. The only one who is breaking the law, who is committing war crimes according to the international law, is Hamas, who is targeting specifically Israeli civilians. You know how many missiles they throw since the beginning of this war from the 7th of October? Around 10,000 missiles targeting only Israeli civilians. Okay? And again, the second war crime, I'm not talking about raping women. No one is talking about the women that were raped brutally, brutally. In the youngsters that were raped, that they found the bones broken, you know, that they burned the people. So you can't even, they're asking us to testify. How can a burnt person that you have to bring archaeologists in order to find a remnant to take a DNA to identify the person, how they can testify?
Spell out, Ambassador, in very briefly, what Israel is saying needs to be done so that this war can come to an end.
First of all, we have to make clear, the Hamas terrorists are Palestinians. They're not Asians, they're not African, they are Palestinians. So when we're talking about Gaza, Palestinian, we are really trying to make the distinction between those who are taking an active role in the terrorist organization. It can be Hamas, it can be the Islamic Jihad. By the name of Islamic Jihad, you understand that those are not peaceful people. And the regular civilians. Now, and again, we have to remember that every terrorist has a family. He has parents, he has kids, he has a wife. I'm sorry I'm talking about he, but it's mostly men that are the terrorists, of course.
That there was Israel's ambassador to Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Botswana, and Namibia, Her Excellency Ofra Fahi, speaking to Studio 7's Tobias Mudzingwa in Harare. In his written response to Studio 7, the Palestinian ambassador to Zimbabwe, Tamir Al-Masiri, maintained that Israel was behind the deaths of civilians in Gaza and must stop the killing of innocent civilians. He added that the West is showing signs of double standards in this war. Meanwhile, Ambassador Tamir Al-Masiri of the Palestinian embassy, addressing journalists before the start of a solidarity march in Harare last week, blamed the United States for Israel-Hamas war. He speaks to Studio 7's Pasmo Ndlovu on the issue.
I want to thank our comrades, the leadership of the country, the government, and the ZANU-PF, represented by the Honorable Minister Comrade Chris Muchanga. I thank also my colleagues, the ambassadors, Ambassador of Iran, Ambassador of Pakistan, Ambassador of Turkey, Charge the Affairs of Algeria. Sisters and brothers, I think all of you aware about what is happening at this moment in Palestine. The Palestinian people in Gaza Strip under the Israeli genocide for the 36 days until now, and no one can stop this genocide. Do you know why? Because the American want this genocide to continue. Nowadays, unfortunately, the American President Joseph Biden and his minister Antony Blinken, they take or they found the new jobs as spokesmen of the Israeli apartheid occupation, and they refuse the ceasefire, and actually they say to the Israeli apartheid regime, continue your ethnic cleansing. The same colonial power who came every...
That there was the Palestinian ambassador to Zimbabwe, Tamir Al-Masiri, speaking to Studio 7's Pasmo Ndlovu in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today we're discussing the issue of the state of soccer in the country at a time when the Warriors have been playing their World Cup qualifiers in neighboring Rwanda as the country's stadiums are still under refurbishment. We'll also be looking at the burial of the late George Chigova, the long-standing goalkeeper for the Zimbabwean national football team, the Warriors, who was buried today. And we'll also be looking at the loss and burial of Raman Gumbo last week. And to discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by former Warriors coach Charles Mhlauri, who is now based in the United States. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mhlauri.
No, thank you so much for having me in your program.
I know you're coming at a time where, you know, Zimbabwe is mourning the loss of two very prominent players. We saw last week the death of Raman Gumbo, and then also we saw the burial today of George Chigova. Do you have some words to say? You were working with some of these players. Tell us a little bit about what you know about them.
It's a sad development to lose George Chigova at such a young age. He had so much to offer, and my thoughts go to his family. I think for the football fraternity, Dynamos in particular.
Just keep Michelle. Go ahead.
And Dynamos in particular, I think it's a huge loss. As for Raman, he was a friend, and we've come a long way, worked together at Caps United. But prior to that, we had... fought so many good fights when he was coaching Highlanders, me coaching AmaZulu. You remember in 2000 and 2001, where AmaZulu and Highlanders dominated the soccer in the country, and we're both fighting for the championship. But those are the good old days where me and Raman were so close, and we continued to be friends after the time when he invited me to work with him at Caps United. And he was also a national team coach. His successes are very obvious to the football world. Everyone knows his achievements, but to lose him to heart attack so as what happened to Chigova is just a sad development. And I think the country in general has lost two very important soccer brains right now.
What do you think they will be remembered for?
Well, as for Rahman, I mean, everyone knows his successes. Mm-hmm. I mean, both at Highlanders club level and national team level. He was among us. He was part of the technical department to qualify for Africa Cup of Nations for the first time with Sandy Chizambo as the head coach. And Brenham Siska, I think that was a new beginning for Zimbabwe, and I think everyone will remember him for those achievements. And at Highlanders, they will remember him for all those championships that he won, both as a coach and as a player. But for some of us who know him very well, we'll know the road that he traveled right now, right from the start when he was with the Eagles, Magia, up to the point when he started to resuscitate Eagles Wanderers, Flower Wanderers, sorry. And that was when he was then invited to come and help Madinda as an assistant coach. He was someone who was passionate about development and developing soccer, especially in his neighborhood, Njue and Blawayo. So he promoted a lot of youngsters into the Highlanders first team, taking over from Madinda, who had started the program. So everyone is going to remember him for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving forward to the state of soccer in Zimbabwe, we saw the Warriors playing some of their matches in Rwanda only last week for the World Cup qualifier. What do you think we are, where we are right now as Zimbabwe?
Well, in terms of infrastructure, and to come to a point whereby as a country we're now hosting our own national team games away outside the country, it's really shocking. And I think this is something that is really disappointing, to be honest. I'm not here to be maybe pointing fingers, but that's something that we shouldn't be at. We know football unites the people, and if you want to, for a country like Zimbabwe, which is fighting so many wars, I think it is important that a priority is also made to improve the infrastructure so that we can be able now to host our own games. Because without infrastructure, there is no development. It means we're going backwards. We had such a huge, well-developed infrastructure from 1980, and it looks like everything is now died up to a point whereby FIFA has to intervene and say you can't host the games. I think for me, having grown up in Mpopoma, Blawayo, I'm saddened by this development that we've let our inherited infrastructure die so soon, up to a point where now we are homeless as far as football is concerned. And this affects everything from development to planning, and it's really sad. That's all I can say.
From the experience that you've had here in the United States, if the government and FIFA were to say to you, okay, what can we do to revive the current stadiums that we have so that soccer can again be a big, sport for people to follow in Zimbabwe without having to travel to neighboring countries, what would you say?
Well, I think it's quite obvious that we need to invest in our infrastructure. We need to invest in coach education. This is not a first of its kind. We were here before. Remember, we were supposed to host the Africa Cup of Nations, which was withdrawn at the last minute because at that time, I think in the 90s, nothing was done to improve our stadiums. So as of now, I think the government should be prioritizing sport development so that at least there should be allocations to make sure that there's budget that can support, especially at town level, city councils being allocated. When I grew up in Mpopoma, the government were allocating monies to improve community. I think it was through the community services where it a budget allocated for every town for their infrastructural development. And I don't know what has happened ever since from that time. So as of now, I think it's more of a priority. Our priorities are so wrong right now that we're neglecting small but very big issues in our sport development.
Mm-hmm. Tombopinda murimirwa mai vangu vangada kuziva kuti Charles Mhlauri mazwano ari kuitei uyezve muri kushanda here nevamwe vari kuita zvenhabvu munyika yeZimbabwe.
Munyika yeZimbabwe ina and ndisikushanda nezvenhabvu muZimbabwe. Pandakabva kuZimbabwe ndakauya United States since 2007. Saka mazwano ndiri kuno kwandiri director of coaching, ndichiri kukocha, yes. Ndine a club of mine yandakatangisa right now, development, which I do. Pamusoro paizvo ndine another job kwandiri, athletic director. Saka ndingangoti pari zvino ndiri kuno kuUnited States kwandiri kucontinua ndichingoita zvandinogonawo zvekukocha nhabvu.
If you may answer in Ndebele, you spoke a lot about when you were growing up in Bulawayo. So are you giving back at all to, Bulawayo, where you grew up when it comes to sports, since you've been here in the United States? Tombo Tarisa, iyo junior soccer muZimbabwe, mungati zifa iri kuita zvakakwana here kuti itsvage yatingati unyanzvi kune vachiri kusimuka munyaya idzodzi dzezvemitambo kana kuti zvii zvamungavataurirewo zvingabatsira yatingati yenational team yemangwana?
Kuti national team yedu ibudirire hazvisi zvinhu zvinonetsa. Zvinhu zvinongoda kuti pave neutungamiriri unogona kunyatsoronga kubva kumaprovinces. Majunior national team poiswa vanhu vanoti pachirungu ya mastructures anosupporta kuti tibate vana vachiri vadiki tivadzidzise nhabvu vachizivikanwa kuti vari kupi vachitamba maleagues magrounds achiimprova manje zvaakurwadza kuti notarisa team iri mupremier league ichitambira mugwenga musina kana loni. Hapana chinobuda, hapana kwatiri kuenda. Toita sokuti kwatiri kuenda ndo kwatiri kubva. Saka hazvinyatsobuda kana zvichiitwa nemaitirwo iwayo. Zvoda kuti tinyatsotanga tatarisa kuti pakudhevelopa vana ngativadhevelope vachiri vadiki. Tichivadhevelopa kudaro tichida kuti vange vachitambira munhara mumagrounds anoita kuti navo vabudirire, because ukabva mugwenga ukazonotanga kutambawo mune magrounds akanaka zvinenge zvasiyana manje and everything hazvizonyatsofamba zvakanaka. Saka chakakosha ndechekuti ZIFA pachezvayo ive inonyatsoita mastructures ayo in order. Izvozvo yange yakasuspendwa pakutanga tisina kautungamiriri apo. Saka right now titi ZIFA haipo, ndikuziva kuti kune imwe inonzi national what committee yakaiswa neFIFA kuti ifanobata navo vane ndofunga kwapiwa gore chete kuti vafanogadzirisa. Saka mugore hapana zvavanogona kuita zvakawanda apa. Changokosha ndechekuti tichinyatsoona kuti gore ratapiwa ngatitsvagai vatungamiriri vanozogona kuti vachitora mutambo wenhabvu vachironga mastructures mavo, vachiisa vanhu vanoziva nezvebhora, makochi achitrainwa muzvikoro chaimo, muchiita maticha anonyatsogona kukocha vana ava, because zvikoro ndo zvimwe zvakakosha kuti mutambo wenhabvu unobudirira. Tingaita zvatinoita, asi kana muchikoro musina zviri kuitwa hapana kwatinoenda.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Tina kola vari panhare pari zvino, regai tiende kwavari. Vangwenya, pindai muchirongwa, makadi yenyu?
Tiripo makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Tiri kunzwa kuti muri mumwe weavo vakwanisa kuenda ivo kunoradzikwa kwemutambi anga ane unyanzvi hwepamusoro, George Chigova. Nhasi mungatitsananguro kuti zvaafamba sei?
Ndingati mutumbi wemukomana wakasvika nezuro masikati kuchivhu nevanhu vekumusha kwake. Tikarara hedu tichiimba pamwe chete nemasupporters eDynamos. Nhasi kuchinoedza tikazoenda kuGarwe Stadium, nekuda kwekuti mukomana achemwa nevanhu vakawanda, hapana ine nzvimbo yangatikwanisa kuti vanhu vese vakwane. Saka tazoenda kuGarwe Stadium kuchivhu tikaita zvese maspeeches and everything zvekuti tionekane nemufi tikazoenda di kunomuradzika kumakura ekuchivhu.
Mungati mutambi Chigova angarangarirwe nemabasa api aakatamba?
Kune vanoziva George munhu akafadza vanhu achiri kuDynamos, akabva akamutambira kuSouth Africa, uye paakatambira national team hapana asingamuzive. He was one of the best goalkeepers in the world. Because I was the number one goalkeeper with Zimbabwe.
Batai makadaro timbopinza vamhlauri vatinavo vamhlauri muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa na Julie Gate Jongwe mumwangari panga pari kuradzikwa mutambi George Chigova mungati pamazwi avataura.
Koshesa vatambi venhabvu zvinhu zvino zvakakosha kuti munhu wese anenge asvika pakutambira national team anenge asvika pachinhano chakakosha kuti kana agozopfuura sezvataiwa izvi anofanira kuti naye aremekedzwawo achionekwa kunzi munhu akamirira nyika yake akafamba nayo saka zvinongoitwa pamanational heroes. Saka na George ava ndo vanhu vakatamba vakasvika kunational team kuti pakushayikwa kwake pozoshayikwa kana neanomiriro munhu akambomira nenyika kudaro zvinhu zvinorwadza but zvinongodzokera kumashoko ayatataura kuti hurumende yedu nevakuru vebhora vanofanira kunge vachiisa mastructure anenge achizosapota kana tasvika panguva yakadai tiziva kuti uyu munhu akatamba magemu akadai kusvika pachinano ichi tomuitirawo zvipi paapfuura pa nemhuri yake painosara ichionawo sei zvinhu zvinenge zvichida kuti zvingogadziriswa kubvira kuvachiri kumaclubs avo kuzosvika vakunational team vachizoita vanozonzaya mahall of fame kunzi vanhu vakasvika palevhu iyi. So, yeah, mashoko akadzama ataurwa nevakura.
Thank you so much. There we were speaking to Charles Mhlauri, but I understand that we have one last call. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. I think they dropped, but we had Julie Gate Jongwe, who was actually at the funeral of George Chigova today, just giving us an update as to what happened. And we just had also there from Charles Mhlauri, you know, giving his take on the state of soccer in Zimbabwe. And on that note, that brings us to the end of our show. And signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.